This goes to Dr. Shems, S-H-E-M, like Mary, E-S. Fax 989-875-5168. Regarding Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Cole, C-O-L-E. Date of birth 6-11 of 1950. Dear Dr. Shems, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Cole with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 19th of this year. Creatinine levels have stabilized. She did stop lisinopril and also stopped Actos, and she also stopped having swelling of the lower extremities after stopping the maximum dose of Actos. Unfortunately, she had some atrial fibrillation and was in the hospital, and now she's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day, as well as she's on beta blocker metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. She could feel it when she was in the atrial fibrillation. It felt like her heart was beating wrong, she said. She just knew something was wrong, and she has not had that sensation since she was discharged from the hospital. And so she is feeling much better at this point, and she's been referred to a cardiologist, one affiliated with Lansing Sparrow, but I believe he can't get her in until February of this year. And so she will be seeing the cardiologist in February. She has not worn a monitor to see how often the atrial fib might occur asymptomatically, if that may happen or not. Today she's feeling well. She does complain of arthritic pain in her hips, especially when she gets up in the morning, and she wonders if the Januvia could be contributing to the pain. She is on the appropriate dose of that, 25 milligram once daily. With her current renal function, that would be the correct dose. She's also been on Ozempic, 1 milligram weekly, and she has lost 18 pounds over the last 4 months. Probably the more weight she can lose, the better that will be for diabetes and heart, and also for pain. Currently, she denies chest pain or the palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no bowel changes, no blood or melena. Medications, she's on Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, Januvia 25 milligram daily. Glipizide is 10 milligram twice a day. Potassium is 20 mil equivalent twice a day. Synthroid, Lasix, just 40 milligram daily. She was on 60 milligram daily, and that's been decreased to 40. Metoprolol, 20 milligram daily. Crestor, 40 milligram daily. The Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 224 pounds. Pulse is 73 and regular. And blood pressure, 102 over 64. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop, and a controlled rate. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/9/2024. Creatinine is 1.88. When she first came in May of this year, her creatinine was 2.05. In the June, it was 2.23. Then 1.76, 1.6, 1.9, now 1.87, I'm sorry, then 1.88. So there's the creatinine level is stable, and the estimated GFR is 28. Albumin is 4, phosphorus 3.8, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 3.5, hemoglobin is 13.3. with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs monthly. 2, diabetic nephropathy. She's doing well with the cessation of the Actos. She is on glipizide, Januvia, and Ozempic. Perhaps she could try to stop the Januvia, 25 milligram daily and see if some of her joint pain resolves. She'll discuss that with you. 3, hypertension is well controlled on all medications. And we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.